This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There was a time when premium cable companies like Showtime and HBO were the new thing in TV. You just write a monthly check and hey, no commercials. Well, that was then. This is now. So how is a network executive supposed to keep up? David Nevins is the president of Showtime, so it is kind of his job to think about all that. David Nevins, welcome to the program.
Kai Rizdal, it's good to be here. I'm such a longtime fan. I'm excited.
Well, I appreciate that. That's very kind. Especially coming from a TV guy. You have been in TV for a zillion years. You spent a lot of time in the broadcast networks at NBC specifically. Mm-hmm. And what I want to bring up with you just as we get going is the shift that's happening now from the broadcast networks to premium channels like Showtime and some other outlets. How do you account for that?
There's so many people making so much television now. And the lucky thing for me is that when I was in the network world, I was always making the shows that were pushing the limits of the medium, sometimes struggling to stay on the air, shows like Friday Night Lights and Arrested Development. And now in the premium world, you get rewarded for shows like that.
We were talking about those two shows before you came in the room, and somebody mentioned that really they were premium cable shows that somehow appeared on network TV.
Right.
How
and they
happen?
Struggled on network television.
They did. So what was the misfire?
Because they're a little bit more niche than is necessary to succeed in the broadcast world. And they were addictive. And now that passion and that dedication, I think, is more monetizable in a subscription service, whether it's Netflix or Showtime Anytime or HBO Go.
Do you ever think that the subscription model that you guys have, people writing checks every month to get your content, do you ever think that that's a burden in that you have to then satisfy everybody who's writing you a check?
Well, I think you don't need to satisfy everybody with every show or everybody all the time. That's why you want to remain balanced gender-wise if you're in pay cable, because you don't want either half of the household, either a male half or female half, saying like, honey, why are we writing that check every month? You want to give value on to both. But I think if you've got two or three shows that people really like, that they're really into, that they're going to wait for next year, they're probably not going to let their subscription lapse.
There was broadcast TV, and then cable shook that up, and then premium cable shook that up. What's the next thing that's going to shake up television as we know it? I mean, what keeps you up at night?
What keeps me up is I want to make sure that we make the transitions to all the ways that people want to be able to consume us. We make it in the right way at the right time. And then the other thing which I'll say is that progression of new businesses from network TV to cable TV to premium cable TV to now all the online companies that are making content. They haven't really made their predecessors go extinct. Broadcast television is still a very profitable business. Basic cable is still very profitable. So premium television is available to people on their iPads and on their phones and projected onto their eyeballs to the extent that Google Glass works that way.
Of all the things that television has to worry about in the next 25 years, how highly do you rank how we're going to pay for this? Right? I mean, you've got a good model. But not everybody does, and this is a big business. So where's that whole revenue calculation in the industry?
Demand is there. There's no question demand is there. I don't see demand going anywhere. The challenge, the how do we get paid for it challenge, comes out of the captive audience sitting, has to watch the 30-second ad. That's where some of the challenges are, and there's other ways that people are demanding to see it, some of which aren't so conducive to the 30-second ad. So, but I think people are rapidly figuring it out. And I think as long as demand for television doesn't go away, we'll figure out the business model challenges.
What's the show that you had a chance at that you didn't grab that now you go, oh, God?
Well, I wanted, and I thought I was buying True Detective, but got taken away at the last second.
Care to tell the story?
It's still too raw.
Too soon?
Too soon.